Is the best Christmas one we haven't experienced yet? I remember Christmases long past. I remember as a child, December 24th at Grandma's house. Aunts, uncles, cousins, we all gathered for an annual holiday celebration. Grandma was Swedish, and I remember those Swedish delights. Julkaga, lefse, Swedish meatballs, and so much more. I remember Grandma's directive. If lutefisk is to be cooked, it is to be cooked in the garage. I remember my father, very fatigued after a successful retail season. I remember Christmas morning, waking up early and opening presents with my siblings. In our childlike years, Christmas was and Advent were filled with anticipation, with excitement, and with hopefulness. But the anticipation and excitement was all geared toward December 25th. The hopefulness was found in what might be in those presents underneath the wrapping. But as adults, what we hope for has changed. And I remember how that changed. Graduations, weddings, deaths of my grandmother and my aunts and uncles. It's all different now. And looking back, there was an innocence and a delight. There was a hopefulness there. But that hopefulness was very tangible and really directed toward December 25th. The anticipation was around what was wrapped in those gifts. And the excitement was all about opening them. The hopefulness was that Santa would come and come soon. And he always did. In our adult life, it changes, though. The sophistication of life changes. The innocence is replaced by an evolved understanding of our world. As adults, we know the blessings of this life, the joys of this life. But we also know its pain, its misery, its suffering. Perhaps we've experienced itself. No doubt we know it locally, nationally, and internationally. Misery around injustice, some of which is being spoken of and eradicated, and some that apologies are still needed. We know of poverty, material and physical poverty, but the poverty of America, which is really loneliness and isolation. We know misery. And with all the advancements that have been part of our society, there are still some who are jaded, some who are scarred. And in one sense or another, all of us are still lost. We're looking for something, and there is where our hope is, to find something not in the past, but rather in the future. When all seemed lost for the prophet Isaiah, he looked to the future. And in looking at the future, he makes an explicit plea to the Lord. Right in the very moment he was living, it's as if he's tugging at the very heartstring of God. And the Lord hears him. Isaiah says, "Lord, save us, because we can't save ourselves. Save us. We need you. We don't need somebody else. We need you. We need you because you are God, because you are Lord." And here's the heartstring. We need you because you are our Father. Come, Lord. Come and set things right. The Lord heard that plea. And he answered it. but that answer would come sometime later. The Word of God would become flesh. The Lord, the Father, would send His only Son. But from the time of that plea to the time of the Lord's coming, something changes in Isaiah. He starts to live in hope. He starts to live with expectation. What if He comes today? Will I be ready? Isaiah asks. What if He comes tomorrow? Will we be ready? If there's no room in an inn, is there room in my heart for Him? And what do I have to move out to prepare for His arrival? The end of the video, the question, is your best Christmas one yet to come? Even though I look to the past with a lot of fondness, I believe the best Christmas is yet to come in the future. Because this God who came in response to Isaiah's prayer is the same Lord who will come again in response to our prayer. That is His promise of a second coming, a more glorious coming than the first. Because the gift given will be the gift of the fullness of eternal life. And so the invitation is to begin preparing right now, to live as if the prayer is being answered, because it is, to live hopefully and lovingly, even in a world that knows its misery, its pain, and its suffering. Live hopefully and expectantly, because the Lord Jesus who came at Bethlehem, the Lord Jesus who will come again at an unknown time, an unpredictable time, as surprise and as gift, is the same Lord that is right here, right now. He came, He will come again, and He is here. How different would we be if we believed that the Messiah was already among us? What if the Messiah was in that one over there, or that one over there, or that one over there? Would our love, our words, our actions be different? Indeed, they would. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Let the best Christmas be the one that's still coming.